Jets Audio Network. This is the JetCast, the official podcast of Newman University Athletics, featuring exclusive interviews with coaches, players, administrators, and more. The JetCast podcast is brought to you by Ascension Via Christi, Big Corner Creative, Donlinger Construction, Dr. Brennan Lucas and Advanced Orthopedic Associates, Eck Agency, Keystone Solid Surfaces, Mel Hambledon Ford, and by Pepsi.
What's going on? Welcome into the JetCast today here on the Newman Jets Audio Network. Jackson Schneider with you once again. And today is episode 170 of our show, and it is one of, if not the most special and fulfilling episodes that I have had the pleasure of recording here today, because we are going to talk about some very special stuff going on our campus. And it comes from a tough place, because one of our very own at Newman is undergoing one of the toughest things that any one person could experience, could go through, and that is cancer. Brooklyn Lane, a student athlete on our women's volleyball team, has been diagnosed with synovial sarcoma, and it is hard, and it is scary, and it's a very tough subject, but out of it has come some very positive and encouraging, uplifting moments, but none more so than Monday night. The Newman women's volleyball team, specifically Hannah Timmits and Josie Weirs, organized a Spike Out Cancer volleyball tournament to entirely benefit Brooklyn and her fight against cancer, to help benefit her treatment and her recovery of synovial sarcoma, and it was an amazing experience. I had the pleasure of playing in it and, of course, watching it and seeing people from all over Newman, from athletics, from faculty to regular students to community members, students of Wichita State University, all over Wichita, coming to Newman and participating in this tournament, all in an effort to raise money for one of their own in their community. And it was just one of the most amazing things. And we got to talk to several great people involved in the Spike Out Cancer tournament. And you'll get to hear from four of them today that were all part of this event in one way or another. We'll also talk a little sports mixed in there as well, of course, as promised. But it was such a cool night. And it's really hard that, you know, tough moments and scary things that happen sometimes create the best moments around you, but it's also a reminder that through good times and bad, if you've got great people in your corner supporting you, then you can get through anything. And that was a really, really cool moment to realize and see something like that come together, and especially here at Newman, in a small community, a small university, rallying together for someone on their campus in need. And it was such an amazing, amazing night. But we're going to visit with Brooklyn Lane and talk about her journey so far, you know, the process of finding out that she has a relatively rare form of cancer in synovial sarcoma. And it all started with thinking she had a pulled muscle or a torn muscle. But through athletic trainers here at Newman, through multiple doctors, multiple rounds of x-rays, MRIs, ultrasounds, CT scans, and several other tests, they finally were able to figure out what the cause of her problem was. And it's a scary diagnosis. but she will tell you about all of that and how she has handled it. And I'll tell you firsthand, it has been amazing to see how she has handled this. And I know it's been made easier knowing that she's got hundreds of people behind her in this fight, but she'll talk about that. We'll talk with her head coach, Tori Provencio, about the event and the team and how they've been able to come together as a team in such a short time, with her being a brand new head coach just over the last couple of months, and how, you know, hard times like this can often create strong lifelong relationships. And it's a very, very fun, cool conversation with her. We'll also visit with Sister Therese Weta, who is a staple here on campus. She is the core of what makes Newman special. She was there in support of Brooklyn. She's always there in support of her students and student athletes. Anyone on campus knows Therese Weta. She is literally Newman to her core. She is an amazing person, and we'll talk to her about all sorts of things, the good, the bad, the hard, all the wonderful in between. And it is a super special conversation with Sister T, and I promise you will enjoy every bit of that. And we'll also, as I mentioned, we'll talk a little sports, because one of the participants in this Spike Out Cancer tournament was Newman women's basketball guard Alexis Martin, who actually also won a Jetspy award just a week or so ago for the best performance in an athlete this season here at Newman when she scored 39 points against Pittsburgh State. And we'll talk with her about that, along with her playing volleyball and, you know, enjoying her time, getting to know her teammates better over her first year at Newman, all things like that. Great conversation with Lex as well. But we'll talk through all of that here after our first break. We'll start by visiting with Alexis Martin, and then we'll work our way through in reverse order of what I just mentioned, again, with Sister T, with Coach Provencio, and then, of course, Brooklyn Lane as well. So really looking forward to this episode. Again, it's been one of the most fulfilling that I have recorded in the dozens and dozens over the last 3 years that we've done. So I hope you enjoy it as much as I did. But we'll take our first break here on episode 170 of the JetCast and get to work right after this.
Life, it throws you curves and it knocks you down. But what separates the good from the great is the getting back up. Newman University will always get back up. We are a university of doers, of innovators, of transformers. We inspire as we soar to new heights. We will not be beaten. We will not settle for anything less than the best. We are Newman University.
From the moment you walk through the doors at Ascension Via Christi, you'll hear the sounds of hope, health, and strength. Because Ascension Via Christi is more than just hospitals, ERs, and clinics. Ascension Via Christi teams start by understanding you, your health, and your life to deliver the care that's right for you. Connected to a national network of care and the expertise of a wide range of doctors and specialists. Ascension Via Christi in Wichita. Listening to you, caring for you. Find a doctor online at healthcare.ascension.org.
Welcome back here on the JetCast as we are at Newman University for Spike Out Cancer, having fun playing volleyball, wrapping up a successful year, and I'm now visiting with our athlete, or performance, I guess, of the year for the Jetspies in women's basketball, student athlete Alexis Martin. Lex, it's been a long time. How are you?
It has. I'm doing good. How are you?
I'm great. And I jumped at the chance as soon as I saw that you got that award for the 39-point yeah. game, that I would get to interview you again, because it's been a while, like I said, but you've had some time to kind of sit back and reflect on this year and that performance in particular. What did it mean for you to earn that honor at the Jetspies?
Yeah, it meant a lot. I didn't know if I was going to get it for sure, because I saw a lot of other good things happen. But yeah, I was really happy. Let's try to get 40 next year. That's the goal.
I would be fine with that. Just do 39 every game or something. Yeah. I don't know. But in terms of the year, you know, your first year here at Newman, a lot of growth as a player and as a leader on this team. Yeah. Take me through just kind of what you learned the most from your first year in the program.
Ooh, there's a lot that I learned. But I think the most thing that I learned was our connection as like a team. Like, we have a lot of good players coming back for next year, so that's why like I'm really excited for that. But yeah, as a team, like, we're all so close, and so I think that helps us on and off the court.
Absolutely. And like you said, bring back a lot of talent. Like, feels like a huge core that you've got to continue building with, and you lose a great core as well in this senior class. So take me through kind of what the process has been this spring now with workouts and kind of learning the new group, because as much as you return, it's going to be a lot of different roles with your team.
I think we have like six seniors next year, so I think all of us have, we've been taking leadership classes, so I think us just becoming better leaders to the underclassmen is going to help us a lot next year.
That's awesome. Leadership class, I never took one, so take me through kind of what that entails, because some people may not know even how that works.
So the leadership class, it's basically just the coaches put it on, but it's basically all of us having to talk and like get out of our comfort zone and get to know each other more and help each other become better leaders.
Absolutely, and get through tough situations, right? And that you, I'm sure, accustomed to that as an athlete. But have you ever been as challenged as you have today playing volleyball? It's a very different approach, right?
Yes. I'm going to stick to basketball, that's for sure. but no, volleyball's fun. When I was in high school, I was deciding to play softball or volleyball, but I chose softball because I'm not really good at volleyball. I can't really jump, right. So.
Softball's a fall sport in Oklahoma,
yes,
right? Okay,
yes.
So here in Kansas, it's a spring sport, so that's a very interesting choice to have to make. Well, we're glad you stuck with basketball, too. But we're here playing for Brooklyn Lane, another student athlete, and I know Newman is a very special place, and it's kind of like a close-knit family. What does it mean for you and your teammates to be here in support of another student athlete that's kind of facing some trials and tough times?
I mean, it means a lot. I think any of us that were on the team, if we were dealing with something like that, we'd want everyone else to show up too. We're really close with the volleyball players, so I think it just meant a lot.
Does the relationship that you have with other teams just kind of build the support around campus? Because I know when you're playing, they're here. When they're playing, you go to other sports events, and it just feels like one big family, like we said. So how do you feel like those relationships build and help you find success and feel supported on the court?
Yeah, I mean, I think all of us just, like, hang out on and off the court all the time. And so, like, us showing up to different games, like, we go to the volleyball games, soccer games, and we just, like, hang out with everyone. So I think it just builds this relationship that we're going to miss one day.
Absolutely. Well, who's on your team tonight? Well,
Cece, Shish, Core, Delaney, me, Nikki.
All right. So you got a little bit, you got some size.
Yes,
that's good, right?
You got Delaney Wiley, you know.
So you, program blocks, record holder.
Yes.
You need her to get active, right? Well, the last thing I want to hear is, like, what's next? You get summer break, and I know you'll have kind of workout programs and things to get you ready as soon as fall comes back and you get ready for next season. What are you going to be working on and working to improve?
This summer, I'm working on especially getting in shape. Become August, I think I need to be in good shape. I need to be a better leader. And just see where the season takes us next year.
I need to get in better shape too, but I don't have to run laps around the court all the time like you do. But Lex, congratulations again. 39 points, special day. That's one of my favorite all-time moments broadcasting for Newman.
Yes.
So getting to chat with you about that a little bit has been awesome.
Thank you.
Can't wait for next year.
Yeah, thank you so much.
That's Alexis Martin. We'll take a break and be back with more right after this.
Don Linger Construction is currently hiring qualified CDLA truck drivers, heavy equipment operators, and heavy civil concrete carpenters for projects in and around the Wichita metro area. Don Linger Construction is employee-owned and offers competitive weekly pay and benefits. Quick start your new career and apply online at donlinger.biz. That's DONDLINGER.BIZ. Don Linger Construction is an EEO-compliant employer. Veterans, women, and minorities encouraged to apply.
Hey boss, the backhoe was stolen from the valley job.
Great.
And our computers were hacked last night and they got some of our clients' information.
Seriously?
And your wife called. She said the dead tree you were supposed to tear down fell on your neighbor's roof.
What am I going to do?
I'd call Eck Agency. They're great at providing insurance solutions to protect your business, work comp, home, and autos before these things happen. Call or text Eck Agency at 316-303-1905 or visit eckagency.com.
Welcome back here on the JetCast as we visit now with Sister Therese Weta and talk about support and love within the Newman community. I can't think of anyone else because You are always there for your students and your athletes. You show up to game after game, event after event. And today, to me, this is like the perfect embodiment of Newman and what Newman means to support a student that's in need. Take me through just what you see today with the people coming together to support Brooklyn.
What I see makes me very proud of Newman and our students, because I think our students tonight are embodying what we hope would be part of the sense of community, the sense of care, the sense of outreach and empathy when someone in the community is going through difficulty. Brooklyn is such an inspiration. She just continues to be optimistic, which I think helps other people be optimistic and have hope. But her volleyball teammates certainly have risen to the occasion. I understand we have 20 teams tonight in this tournament, and six on a team, and some teams have eight. Everybody paid $50 to participate. It's an amazing show of support, as is the GoFundMe account that the volleyball team established. So it's happening close to the end of the year. I hope that what we're experiencing tonight will go with students, and as they're at home over the summer, that I trust and I believe they will continue to remember Brooklyn as she starts her treatments. One of the neat things tonight, I don't know if you've seen it, somebody bought a box of, it looks like 50 cards, maybe more, and all this, everybody was invited if they wanted to write a message on one of these cards to send with Brooklyn, so when she's having her chemo treatments, she can be reading notes of care and support, which again is just, I think, such a external action on the part of her teammates to show how much. It's not just for now, it's not just in the shock and the sense of the moment, but it's that we're going to be with you through the whole summer as you go through these treatments and whatever else comes your way.
Absolutely. And like I mentioned, you are always there to support the students here, the athletes here, and from prayer and you know, spiritual companionship to something as simple as brownies, which I've had the pleasure of having on more than one occasion. They're fantastic. But just what to you kind of sparked that and you know, something as small as brownies to wish athletes luck and give them a blessing before they hit the road for a trip?
I actually do not remember what prompted that or sparked that. I just, for one thing, I like to bake. I don't know, maybe somebody asked me and I did it with one team, and around here, I can't do something for one team and not do it for all teams. So, but I also tell students, like tonight, while this is for a woman who is playing on our volleyball team, she's also a woman who has many other relationships in the Newman community, and coming together like this in a moment of prayer at the beginning and then the fun that's happening is, I think this is a unifying event before we all go separate ways for summer, and hopefully this will help people be more thoughtful, certainly hopefully more safe. I mean, on any given day, who of us knows? And we young people, I'm not including myself when I say that, but young people, we think we're invincible. And then we get this situation, and as I said tonight in the prayer, I think it also, it makes all of us stop and brings out a little fear about tomorrow could be me.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
So, but I think, I suspect when the Sloppy Joes do their final run Friday night, there's going to be some memory tucked in there about Brooklyn also that they will bring students to continue to remember.
Absolutely. Well, the last thing I wanted to ask you about is just the conclusion of the school year, of the semester coming up very quickly. We had a celebration last week at the baseball game for our seniors, and I always enjoy your prayers before the senior day games. You take the time to acknowledge every single one of them in their name and bless them as they go off into bigger and better things. But you always have, I always have, and I'm sure you do as well, kind of that moment of reflection of the year that was and the class that's graduating and moving on. And just how do you enjoy and soak in all the relationships that you've made and with each of these young people and their time here and send them off into, like we said, bigger and better things?
The end of the year is always hard. And I have to admit, tonight was emotional. I don't know if you heard my voice crack at one point when I was praying about it. That was it's hard. But I tell the students, they keep me young. They help me keep being energetic and hopefully vibrant. And I learn from them so much. And it's just a joy to be around them. So it's always too quiet in the summer. I relish the day when the fall's athletic teams get to come back because they're the first ones, and that's always life on campus again.
Well, I'll have to come keep you company. It'll be quiet for me too. So okay. Thank you so much for the time today.
You're
we always
welcome.
Appreciate having you around, and thank you for your time in our interview today.
You're welcome. Thank
that's
you
Sister T.
for inviting me.
Of course. Again, that's Sister T. We'll take a break and be back to have more chats on the JetCast right after this.
Let's face it, it's been a while since you updated your kitchen and bathroom. And while they fit your style when your house was built, styles change. Or maybe the space just isn't fitting your current needs. That's where Keystone Solid Surfaces comes in. Keystone is the premier fabricator and installer of quartz, granite, and solid surfaces in Kansas. And with their huge brand new showroom at 1655 North Wabash in Wichita, providing the perfect inspiration, the possibilities are truly endless. That's why when it's time for an upgrade, the key is Keystone. KeystoneSolidSurfaces.com or find great specials on Facebook.
Hi friends, Phil Nightingale, General Manager of Mel Hamilton Ford. I would like to tell you about our new tool, Virtual Express. Mel Hamilton Ford has added this tool for you, our customers. Virtual Express will allow you to do some or all of your car buying process right from your computer. Do as much or as little as you want. It's all up to you. Do you want to fill out some of your information to save time or do the whole buying process online? You make the choice. You can take delivery of your new or pre-owned vehicle right from your home. Mel Hamilton Ford, experience the difference.
Experience the difference online at mhford.com.
Welcome back to the JetCast here on the Newman Jets Audio Network. Jackson Schneider visiting with Brooklyn Lane, a student athlete here at Newman on the volleyball team. Brooklyn, news has spread very quickly, some unfortunate news that you received, but we are all gathered today in celebration and support of you for this volleyball tournament. Just kind of sum up for us the support. They had you in the middle of the court and everyone was kind of praying and just wishing you well. Tell me kind of the emotions and everything that brought to you.
Yeah, you know, Josie called me this morning and she was like, just want to prepare you that there's going to be 27 teams in this tournament tonight. And I was just like, I have no words. Like, it is a very tough situation that we're dealing with and lots of hospital visits and trying to come back here to support my friends and be here for everyone. And just going back and forth, and then I wanted to be here tonight, so we got a few doctor's appointments moved around, and I am so grateful that they allowed me to be here tonight because it is just insane just to see how many people are here to support me and everything that's going on.
Well, your teammates are the ones that started all of this, and I know you have a great relationship with all of them, but Hannah and Josie, I think, were the ones that really kind of took charge in this. What's it like for you to have teammates that are willing to do something like this on your behalf and to support you in such a big way?
Yeah, you come to a college team, and you know that you have a family, and it has just shown me so much more of what this family really is. And those two definitely took the news the hardest, and we've had lots of tears and lots of hugs, and I just will never have enough words to say how thankful I am for those two and all that they have done for me and supported me and called me and texted me throughout all of this.
Well, I know, you know, that's never an easy thing to deal with, but I know you've got great support, well, obviously your team and the school, but with, you know, Kellen and your family, what has that been like to have them as an anchor for you when maybe you first got it, it might have been a little tough to deal with all of that.
Yeah, they've been amazing, and we're learning as we're going, and they have been there for every cry, every hug that I needed. Kellen and my mom and dad and my siblings, they have all just been amazing, and they have been that person that I've needed through every situation, and yeah.
Well, if you want, could you fill us in just on what it is exactly you're dealing with, and how, maybe to bring a little more awareness to you, the cause, and to what you're experiencing right now?
Yeah, so on April 20th, I was diagnosed with synovial sarcoma, which is a soft tissue cancer. And sarcomas are very rare, so staging really isn't something that they do. But they did tell us that they caught it early, and Noah and Dr. Porter, who are our people here at Newman, they were the ones that advocated that something was wrong when I told them, and they pushed for me to go see a specialist, because obviously what we thought it was not cancer. And so when the news came back, we were all pretty shocked, but they were the ones that pushed everything to be looked at and go beyond what we were expecting.
And these are the types of things that kind of come with, you think it might be an injury or something, mm-hmm. and it just,
yeah.
Tell me how that process kind of happened.
Yeah, every doctor that I've seen, they thought it was a hematoma, which is just kind of a bruise, a little blood clot. And whenever we got the news, it was just very unexpected. And it was just a shock, but I'm glad we caught it. And in all reality, I actually had an injury prior to the leg. So if we never would have found that injury, we never would have caught the cancer. So it's a blessing that I had that injury to begin with, to even find that it was here.
It's always the little things,
yeah.
right? Those small blessings.
Yes.
But Brooklyn, I'll leave you again, just tell us one more time what this all means, and you know, just kind of the fun side of where we're here
yeah.
today.
Yeah, it means the world to me. My heart is so fulfilled right now, and even through this situation, God is still blessing me, and He is guiding me down the right path through this hard situation, and we're going to get through it. We're going to kick cancer's butt.
Absolutely. Well, I'll be there with you. Brooklyn, thank you so much.
Thank you.
And we're, like I said, we're all with you.
Yes, thank you.
That's Brooklyn Lane. We'll be back with more right after this.
Hey boss, the backhoe was stolen from the valley job.
Great.
And our computers were hacked last night, and they got some of our clients' information.
Seriously?
And your wife called. She said the dead tree you were supposed to tear down fell on your neighbor's roof.
What am I going to do?
I'd call Eck Agency. They're great at providing insurance solutions to protect your business, work comp, home, and autos before these things happen. Call or text Eck Agency at 316-303-1905 or visit eckagency.com.
Dondlinger Construction is currently hiring qualified CDLA truck drivers, heavy equipment operators, and heavy civil concrete carpenters for projects in and around the Wichita metro area. Dondlinger Construction is employee-owned and offers competitive weekly pay and benefits. Quick start your new career and apply online at dondlinger.biz. That's dondlinger.biz. Dondlinger Construction is an EEO-compliant employer. Veterans, women, and minorities encouraged to apply.
Final segment here on the JetCast today on the Newman Jets Audio Network. Jackson Schneider with you as we wrap up, again, a very special edition of our show talking about the Spike Out Cancer Tournament that was hosted at Newman on Monday night in support of student-athlete Brooklyn Lane. Hope you enjoyed each of those interviews. We just heard from Brooklyn herself all about this situation. And again, I'm so blown away at how she has handled all of this, and I know it hasn't been easy. I know it's been incredibly difficult, as a matter of fact, but you would never know it in talking with her. And I've gotten to know Brooklyn very well over the last couple of years, and she is an outstanding person, amazing individual, and it's so hard to see her go through something like this, but it's been incredibly uplifting and wonderful to see her with a smile on her face and happy, and knowing that there were so many people there Monday night in support of her. And it was just an amazing, amazing day. And I hope you enjoyed visiting with her, along with her head coach in Tori Provincio, also with Sister Therese Weta, who is one of my favorite people on this entire earth. Always seeing her around, and visiting with her. She's always so kind and wonderful to myself, to literally everyone she has ever met. She's an amazing, amazing lady, and I'm so glad we finally got to have her on the show. I'm a little bit sad that it came under these particular circumstances, but she is just a shining light, and so, so happy that we got to visit with her and just hear a little bit about her relationships with students through good and bad and everything in between. And I hope you enjoyed that as well. Of course, we also visited with Coach Tori Provincio, talking about all things, you know, spike out cancer, with talking about the team. I always talk to her about exercise because I am so out of shape, and the volleyball tournament on Monday night exposed that in a very clear way. I only played a couple of matches and I was gassed, but she's always been very helpful in trying to get me off my feet and back into shape. So I enjoy those conversations with her as well. And then also Alexis Martin, who is another wonderful, wonderful student athlete that we are blessed to have here at Newman University, and talk to her about her teammates and the growth that she has gone through in her first year on campus. And of course, the spectacular night of her 39-point performance against Pittsburgh State that earned her a Jetspy, all things like that. It's a great, great episode. I really, really enjoyed it, and I hope you did enjoy listening to it as well. But that's just about going to wrap up our show here today. I will leave you with this. If you are so inclined or you feel moved by this episode today, I will tell you that there is a GoFundMe page set up to help directly benefit Brooklyn Lane's treatment and her recovery. You can go to NewmanJets.com to the women's volleyball page, and there's a story all about the Spike Out Cancer event, how it came to be, Brooklyn's story through all of this, with the link to the GoFundMe page as well, if you would like to contribute to this wonderful cause for one of our own here on campus. So check that out if you'd like. But again, episode 170, thank you to all of our guests. I'm Jackson Schneider. We'll be back next week with one final episode to wrap up the semester right after this here on the JetCast on the Newman Jets Audio Network.
Life, it throws you curves and it knocks you down. But what separates the good from the great is the getting back up. Newman University will always get back up. We are a university of doers, of innovators, of transformers. We inspire as we soar to new heights. We will not be beaten. We will not settle for anything less than the best. We are Newman University.
From the moment you walk through the doors at Ascension Via Christi, you'll hear the sounds of hope, health, and strength. Because Ascension Via Christi is more than just hospitals, ERs, and clinics. Ascension Via Christi teams start by understanding you, your health, and your life to deliver the care that's right for you. Connected to a national network of care and the expertise of a wide range of doctors and specialists. Ascension Via Christi in Wichita, listening to you, caring for you. Find a doctor online at healthcare.ascension.org.